This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is asking for your help tracking down four men who are wanted in a string of burglaries across Brooklyn and Queens. The group is linked to 15 break-ins at both homes and businesses. Most of them happened in Williamsburg and Maspeth, with others reported in Greenpoint and Woodhaven. The suspects reportedly forced their way into buildings, sometimes using a crowbar, and stole cash and other items. So far, no injuries have been reported. You can see photos of the group on Crime Stoppers X page. Well, what would you think if you got on board a subway train that had no conductor? The Transport Workers Union has been asking that after Governor Hochul vetoed a bill that would have kept that job on the books.
The TWU hired an agency to poll some 2,000 New Yorkers and asked, do riders want to maintain this two-person crew on every train at all times? Union International President John Samuelson telling 1010 Winds.
The overwhelming majority, almost 90% of New York City subway riders want the two-person train crew. They want the conductors on the trains. They feel safer.
The findings come after Governor Hochul vetoed a bill in December that have enshrined two-person train teams into the law in New York State. All of this as New York City transit contract negotiations will begin soon.
We hope that Governor Hochul does the will of the people instead of the will of the out-of-town advocates and the rich people that think their taxes are going to get cut if they can just remove the conductor off the train.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The TWU holding a press conference next hour on their findings. The MTA so far has declined to comment. A Bronx man is under arrest, accused in a check-washing scam that police say cost two Long Island women more than $20,000. 58-year-old John DiMatteo allegedly altered payment information on a total of 14 stolen checks while they were moving through the U.S. Postal Service. A dozen of the checks belonged to an 86-year-old woman from Bayshore who lost over $17,000, while a 73-year-old Patchogue woman lost roughly $3,400. DiMatteo was arrested earlier this month and yesterday pleaded not guilty to two counts of grand larceny and identity theft. He's due back in court April 1st. The NYPD says heightened visibility around prominent Jewish religious and cultural locations citywide will continue after a man rammed a vehicle into a large synagogue in Michigan yesterday. Ayman Mohammed Ghazali was killed by security. He had lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon last week before driving into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township near Detroit. About 140 children and staff were inside the synagogue's early childhood center at the time, but thankfully no one was hurt. Governor Gretchen Whitmer condemned the attack, saying Michigan must stand against anti-Semitism.
We must lower the rhetoric in this state and in this country, especially at this moment where we have seen such a rise in anti-Semitism and more attacks on the Jewish community. Must keep each other close. This community is on the edge, very understandably.
President Trump says he had been fully briefed on the attack and called it a terrible thing. A man was found dead with his throat slashed in Fairview, New Jersey. The 21-year-old has not yet been identified. He was discovered inside an apartment last night at 10 p.m. So far, no arrests have been made. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office is investigating. A man and a 6-year-old child have both died after a devastating early morning fire at a home in Hempstead. The fire broke out around 4:45 this morning at a 2-story multifamily house on Albemarle Avenue. One firefighter suffered a foot injury during the response, and the Red Cross is now assisting 10 residents that are displaced. No word yet on whether the man and child were related. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. And charges have been upgraded for the man accused of driving drunk when he crashed his car and killed an off-duty Nassau County police officer.
Matthew Smith faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted on the upgraded charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say the 20-year-old was driving his truck with a blood alcohol content of more than twice the legal limit when he slammed into Nassau County police officer Patricia Espinosa's car, killing her as she was headed to work. Espinosa leaves behind a little girl and her husband. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police are looking for the thief or thieves who stole $50,000 worth of walnuts in the Bronx. State police say the shipment of walnuts was being stored in 2 50-foot trailers in Hunts Point, but didn't give details on how the pallets were stolen. Investigators believe the thieves may try to sell the stolen walnuts here in the New York City area. So they're warning businesses, food distributors, vendors to be wary if someone tries to sell them large amounts of walnuts at low, low prices. State police are also asking anyone with information about that theft or who may have been approached to buy some walnuts to contact them by calling 212-459-7800. It's a heated debate between North and South Jersey. The question of where casinos can or can't open in the state is now back on the table.
If you're looking to play blackjack or roll the dice, you have to go to Atlantic City if you're gambling in New Jersey. But some elected officials and developers are looking to change that. They want casinos coming to the Meadowlands and Monmouth Park racetracks and say this is the only way to compete with multi-billion dollar casinos that are being built here in the city, with construction underway in Queens and the Bronx. Two New Jersey senators have already introduced this legislation, but South Jersey elected officials are pushing back, saying Atlantic City relies on their casino tourism, and any other casinos built in New Jersey could hurt that. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.